Wednesday, we'll be talking about rewards for suffering well. Thursday, we're going to look into the future. And I want you to just kind of look with me as we take a look at the increasing role of robots in constructing our buildings of the future. There's a necessity to it. Join me for that conversation again. Friday, Power Friday. I plan to talk about soaring again as we share some of those principles from Dr. Stephen Stosny's book, Soar Above, as he really breaks down for us how to literally develop our brains so that we live better lives, and particularly so that we improve our relationships. If for whatever the reason you're not able to join me live on 1550 AM, The Voice, part of the Perry Broadcasting family of stations, be sure to remember that you can go to speakingwith.com and click on the link that is labeled Listen Online at your convenience, and you can hear from anywhere in the world from your device, whether you're going to be using a smartphone, desktop in the comfort of your home, laptop, where you may be vacationing, and you still want to have an idea of what's happening back home. You want to hear the program from there, wherever there may be. Go to speakingwith.com. Click on the link that is labeled Listen Online at your convenience. And you can do just that. Listen online at your convenience. And I know for a long time, the site wasn't particularly user-friendly for smartphone use. That is no longer the case. It is optimized for smartphone use, so you can easily navigate from place to place on the site now and hear the program of your choice. So check us out on 1550 AM, The Voice, Monday through Friday from 1 until 2 p.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 1 until 3 p.m., or feel free to go online to speakingwith.com and listen online at your convenience. All right. One of the other topics I wanted to get to today, and I did move it a little bit down the list because I wanted to talk a bit about number one, numero uno, the terrible practice that so many in our country have of working to relentlessly to disenfranchise so many. But I also wanted to bring back our Songs of the Week, our featured Songs of the Week program. Yes, I was excited about that, and it was past time, so it's back. So here we are now, taking a look at the midterms based on some of the information shared with us through the Black Enterprise, taking a look at, you know, who won and what does it mean. We had approximately 114 million votes cast in the U.S. House races in 2018. In 2014, we only had 83 million votes cast in the U.S. House races. Now, that's not all races. That's just the U.S. House of Representatives. For that race alone, we went from 83 million in 2014 to 114 million in 2018. Midterm, very, very important. Always. The midterm is always important. A lot of people get it. If they have their president in office, whoever their president is, then they know and they appreciate the fact that in order for their president to have his way, to get done what he wants done, he's got to have the Congress. And again, please remember, when I say Congress, I'm not using it the way a lot of people use it. They say the word Congress, and they're only referring to the House. But when I say Congress, I'm referring to both chambers, the House and the Senate. A lot of the electorate, those from amongst we the people, appreciate the fact that in order to have their president be able to accomplish everything he wants to accomplish, whether good or bad, he's got to have the numbers in the Congress. And then you have a lot of people who know that but don't appreciate it and will often refuse to vote in the midterms when presidents are counting on getting their numbers that they need to support them. Well, whether you consider it fortunately or unfortunately that President Donald Trump did not get the numbers that he needed in both chambers, he didn't get the numbers he needed in both chambers. The House went to the Democrats. And one of the things that they're saying in the article is that their success in flipping the House of Representatives and several governorships and state legislatures is getting a lot of attention. But even more important than what they won is how they won, by competing in places where they have not been competitive in a long time, and by electing record numbers of women and young veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan, a surge of minority candidates, and a host of outstanding young leaders are stepping up to the plate. We've talked about women, but I think it's important for us to really be taking note of the young people as well, whether they be young women or young men. I plan to be talking with some experts, some guests, about this midterm cycle, including some discussions about some of the outstanding, and when I say outstanding, I mean not in the sense of being excellent, but in the sense that the jury is still out as to who won. Plan to have having those discussions soon and very soon, so be on the listen out. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, let's see what we can do to help make America the Beautiful much more beautiful. I gotta tell you, honesty, good ethics, good morals makes any country truly, truly beautiful. And by insisting on all Americans doing right by all Americans, and with specific regards to what we talked about today, making sure that all are able to vote easily and have their vote count, we can be letting some of life's best moments come through us as we make America beautiful, truly beautiful.